If you want a hearing, if you want a hearing, you better shut up.
Those are protesters at a hearing in the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, and as chairman, Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. People did not shut up. 181 of them arrested, according to the U.S. Capitol Police, protesting Senate Republicans' latest try at repealing the Affordable Care Act, the bill known as Graham-Cassidy. By the end of the day, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine announced she would not support the bill. She was the third Republican to say so. Republicans can only lose two, and that means repeal, again, is likely dead. With the latest from Capitol Hill is Jennifer Habercorn, senior healthcare reporter for Politico. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
So is Graham-Cassidy dead, Jennifer?
It's all but dead. I mean, we can't say that it's never going to come back to life because certainly Republicans have tried Obamacare before, and when we thought it was dead, they've brought it back. But this is very, very bad for Republicans right now. It's nearly impossible to see how they can resurrect this.
So what happened here? There was a partial CBO score, Congressional Budget Office score yesterday, that said Graham-Cassidy would reduce healthcare spending by $1 trillion over 10 years and that millions of people would lose coverage. Was that the death knell?
No, I don't think that was it. I mean, we had Senator John McCain on Friday came out against the bill. That was kind of a surprise that he came out against it so early. He opposed the last effort. And Senator Rand Paul was already against it. And we kind of knew that Susan Collins, a moderate Republican who has always been skeptical of repealing Obamacare, that she was going to come out as a likely no eventually, and she just waited until that CBO score came out to do so. But the obituary was kind of written when John McCain came out against it, because they really would have needed his vote if they were going to keep it to just two Republicans to oppose it.
There were all these flourishes in the last few days that we saw. More money for Susan Collins' constituents in Maine. More money for constituents in Alaska, for Lisa Murkowski, who was also wavering. Potentially more money for others as well. That kind of deal-making didn't work here.
It didn't. And, you know, I think for Republicans, I mean, this keeps coming back because so many of them have made a campaign promise to repeal Obamacare. But when it came down to it, I don't think any amount of money would have convinced them. And you're dealing with very particular personalities. I mean, Senator Rand Paul, he said in a tweet just on Monday that he won't be bribed. And Lisa Murkowski has kind of done the same thing. Both of them can be very independent-minded lawmakers. And I don't think any amount of money for their state would have done anything. Even Lisa Murkowski said, you know, if you make this so Alaska is booming and the rest of the country is awful, that just means the system's going to collapse in a couple years. So that deal making really wasn't going to be the thing that brought this all together.
Still, when we step back from this, Jen Habercorn, and you look at the last 8 years of Republican politics, repealing Obamacare, as we know, has been job number one. They ran three elections on it. President Trump ran on it over and over again. They've tried, I'm counting, four, perhaps five times since last spring on repeal in earnest. What does this say?
I'm thinking about this. I've covered this healthcare law for 8 years. This is the most safe the law has ever been because it didn't survive all these campaign promises. You know, there were Supreme Court cases. There were efforts to defund the law. Republicans had their chance. They have a president in the White House. They have full control of Congress. If they weren't able to do it now, it's really hard to see how they were ever going to be able to do it.
There are bipartisan talks behind the scenes going on between senators to see if they can pass some fixes to Obamacare. And we'll see in the coming weeks whether those talks gain any energy now that repeal appears for this time to be dead. Jen Habercorn, Politico, thanks for being here.
Great to talk with you, Todd.